A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Take care not to perform righteous deeds in order that people may see them. Otherwise, you will have no recompense from your heavenly Father. When you give alms, do not blow a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets to win the praise of others. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your almsgiving may be secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites who love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on street corners so that others may see them. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go to your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites. They neglect their appearance so that they may appear to others to be fasting. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that you may not appear to be fasting, except to your Father who is hidden. And your Father who sees what is hidden will repay you." This is the good news of our God. Having recently returned from a 3-week visit to Zimbabwe in Africa, these three traditional Ash Wednesday words jump out at me from the readings of today: prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. These words are especially close to my mind and heart as I try to integrate this trip into my daily consciousness. Hearing the weeping and watching the mourning in the prayers of the Zimbabwean people, seeing the people there fasting do more to food scarcity than religious fervor, and witnessing the sharing among their people, bring these Ash Wednesday readings very close to me. And I have discovered how these Lenten lines from Matthew reveal the secret of Lent, the secret for a better world. I'd like to share some examples of each of these three words from my Zimbabwean experience in the hope that we can all find our ways of living into these gifts in deeper ways this Lent and discover the secret of them. Prayer. I was very struck by the prayerful attitude of many of the Zimbabwe people who are facing so much death and destruction. They connect prayer very much with their struggle. I heard one sister say, "This is how I pray the De Profundis now. Out of the depths, Zimbabwe cries to you, O Lord, hear our voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of our pleading. Zimbabwe, indeed, you will redeem from all its sufferings. Zimbabwe, indeed, you will redeem from all its starvation. Zimbabwe, indeed, you will redeem from this political, economic crisis, because with you, Lord, there is mercy and fullness of redemption." How is God hearing the cry of the poor of Zimbabwe? I don't know, but what I do know, that the poor there are crying out to God for their basic desires, for the desires of their hearts, the needs of their bodies, the struggles of their mind, because they are convinced they have all of interest to God. They don't think necessarily that they will be taken away directly by God. It's more that they believe that God will be with them in the midst of these struggles, and God will not abandon them or neglect them. In fact, they believe that God's mercy becomes even more present when they are in need. So, another prayer reminiscent of, it's an African prayer for healing, inspired by the title of a Rossi book, Healers in the Night. God of life, owner of our bodies, healer in the night. There is malaria hiding in our children's bodies. God of life, heal us. There is tuberculosis lurking in the lungs of our weak brothers and sisters. God of life, heal us. There is HIV festering in the blood of our strong men and women. God of life, hear us. There is meningitis creeping in our children's spines. God of life, hear us. There is leprosy eating away the flesh and bones of our poor brothers and sisters. God of life, heal us. A secret I've discovered, rediscovered, in the prayer of these people in Zimbabwe is that they pray for very concrete, real needs in their lives. They truly believe that God wants to be a part of them and that God's care for them will be manifest in their ability to cope with them or to have the courage to change the system that's creating them. That's a secret for all of us this Lent, that God does want to be intimately involved in our lives and is waiting to hear our cries, our concerns, our needs, our struggles. They are all of interest to our God. Let's look at fasting. As I said before, most people in Zimbabwe need food, and they don't have it. And they look to religious people. One religious sister's mother has to look after 15 orphan grandchildren, and she has nothing on her shelves. And this sister said, you know, as religious, we cannot ignore the plight of our people. And so we are fasting to share our food with our families and friends. Admittedly, this is an extreme form of fasting in Zimbabwe at this time. But what I discovered in my short stay in Zimbabwe is that I don't have to eat as much. I don't need to have the best meats and cheeses, the sweetest cakes and beverages. Tasting what is put before me, recognizing that it is a gift of God, given to me through the hands of farmers, market owners, drivers. And that eating is not the only activity that is vital. Connecting with the people during this meal can also nourish my hunger and satisfy my thirst. I think Lent helps us to discover this best-kept secret. Fasting prepares us to taste the goodness of the Lord and others. And lastly, almsgiving. In the midst of this situation in Zimbabwe, the amazing thing to me is there's still a spirit of sharing, of almsgiving. One sister told me about her parents who rely on her children to provide food. These children have to leave the country to get jobs. And the children are saying, you know, I don't know how long we can keep this up. Because our mother, our parents are not only feeding themselves, but they're also feeding their own village people and the next village as well. Her mother says, how can we worry only about ourselves in a time like this? Almsgiving at its finest. What's the secret? The secret I've discovered anew is the close connection between fasting and almsgiving. The merit of our fasting is measured by our charitable outreach, especially to those in need. Fasting in Lent is not about bodybuilding and dieting. It's about going without so that others will have enough. So as we enter into this liturgy for Ash Wednesday, we pray like Joel, spare your people, O Lord. And we pray to be nourished, to be generous and prayerful, especially to the sufferings in our midst. In the letter to Paul to the Corinthians for Ash Wednesday, we're called to work together with God so that it will be a day of salvation for our brothers and sisters, not only in Zimbabwe, here in the United States, all over. We are called to respond to this invitation to pray, to fast, and to give alms in secret, in the privacy of our own hearts and families, communities, to affect the transformation of the world. I think Lent gives us another clue to these best-kept secrets. And it is the time that we wait to hear these secrets, wait for them to be revealed, and participate in the transformation of our world.